and again with Coach Cooksley stepping down, boy, he's been doing quite a long time, so deserves some time with his little kids. So boy, he did his time and really got the brand going, didn't he?
He did an excellent job of showcasing Central and Western Nebraska basketball. So hopefully we can continue to do that in the future. And, our goal is to continue to showcase the kids that we have out here, both boys and girls, in Central and Western Nebraska.
And somebody needed to take up the responsibilities, and I guess I'm sure talked over the family, because it's a lot of time, a lot of hours, isn't it?
It is. The nice thing is, about me, I get some kids that are going to be involved in the program, so we thought, if we're going to be there all the time, maybe we should just own it and take care of it, and then we know what's going to happen as far as every summer, what tournaments we're going to, and what it's going to look like as far as practices. So in the end, it kind of helps us plan as a family a little bit better too. So, but we're excited. I have a passion for basketball, as you know, and I can't wait to get started and try out some different opportunities that we have with Pride.
Nebraska Pride Facebook page has a lot of information on right now. We can give you a little bit more as you've got some information out on social media and try and get the name out a little bit more and with sponsorship. And you've added, you're going to add volleyball to the mix and a little bit more basketball too. Is that right?
Yeah, so the plan was find something for the youth over the winter, especially when they're in that, elementary, junior high range. So we're going to offer a Pride League this winter. That'll be the first one. It's for third through eighth graders, girls and boys. We're going to see what our numbers come up with there. And then we're going to dip our hand into volleyball a little bit, as you know, having a girl. There aren't a whole lot of opportunities for traveling volleyball out here, so we think we can take advantage of some of those opportunities and give some kids some opportunities that they don't have to drive necessarily to Grand Island or Lincoln every week. So we think we can get some volleyball started. We're in the process of trying to find a person that can run that organization, because, as you know, I don't know a whole lot about volleyball. I'll stick to the basketball. So we're doing some interviews. We're talking to some people to try to get that rolling as well. And it looks like volleyball, majority of it will probably just be third through eighth grade this first year.
As I say, that's pretty much elementary to the junior high ranks, pretty much to get things going.
Yep. And we'll see how it goes from there. And then if we need to increase it, we can. But as far as the summer Pride stuff, that'll remain the same. It's going to be third through 11th grade, and we'll do it kind of similar to what the way
I know
Coach Cooksley did it.
Sure. And I know coming off a spring where a lot of the Pride teams had a lot of success on the boys and the girls' side, didn't they?
We did. I think if you look at it overall, there's been a little gap when it comes to boys, so we're going to try to figure out how we can field some more teams when it comes to boys, Pride teams, as we only had two last year. So that'll be a priority for us to how do we get some more boys involved in the program. And the girls, again, pretty salty groups, lots of competition and lots of kids out for the girls side of it. So we're going to try to bump up some things and see if we can get some more boys teams registered for this next summer as well.
Of course, you had a chance to coach that freshman going into the sophomore class, and boy, that was a fun bunch of girls to coach and watch, wasn't it?
It was, and I had the luxury of having six kids that have played with me the last 4 years, so that helps. So you could tell some of those different things and different aspects during the game that made me most teams need a lot of practice time. These guys were pretty familiar with each other from years past. So good bunch. Hopefully they all stick together, and it'll be a real good bunch of sophomores next year to compete with in Pride.
Folks, have any questions, more information on this, all the information, again, as I mentioned earlier, go to the Nebraska Pride Facebook page, and a lot of info and with phone numbers and et cetera can be found right there, can it?
Yeah, anything on there, don't hesitate to give us a ring, shoot us a Facebook message. We're working on an updated website that's going to have a bunch of information on it as well. So hang with us, but we're excited about what the winter basketball can bring, and then jumping into a little volleyball when it comes to this winter and spring as well.
And for you, being an administrator up at Broken Bow, the days are running out. You're probably already in school doing some stuff already, aren't you?
Oh yeah, we're 29 days away from kids being here, and roughly 24 days away from teachers being here. So we're counting down the weeks, and we're pretty much ready to go. Custodial staff's done a great job of getting things lined up. So it comes that time of year, after about 6 weeks, you're ready to get people in the building again and get into that set routine. So,
and of course, sports up there at Broken Bow, I'm sure in the fall sports and in the winter sports spring, it's going to be fun to watch up there as well, isn't it?
It is. We should have some very competitive fall sports teams and activities. So we're excited about what the year can bring up here at Broken Bow.